WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio. Boo!
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
This is the Rated R superstar, a.k.a. Adam Copeland, a.k.a. Edge.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
It was right here in this room my father taught me. He said, keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Pop.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
Hey, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
Your internet slow. Did you disable cookies?
Omega.
Mirror, mirror on the wall. Who is the fairest one of all?
Mace.
Why so serious?
And the producer, Sir Rocket.
Did you know I'm utterly insane?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Have a nice day.
Yeah, baby.
Here comes the money.
Here we go.
Money talk.
Here comes the money. Money, 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 money.
Dollar, dollar. Dollar, dollar. Ching, ching, bling, bling, touch a tatter. You ain't talking money, then you're talking no matter. Ching, ching, bling, bling, patting pockets. You take the dollar, dollar, can't a damn soul stop it.
Here comes the new kid on the block. Hold on, your bets, it's where the buck stops. See, first of all, I'm stepping out on my own. About time I elevated to claim my own throne. Success in my blood.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to WrestleTalk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Unfortunately, Omega has gone into hiding, so guess what? Mace is doing the intro this week, and that... But we do have a nice little replacement. Instead of the long-haired tones of Omega, we have the long-haired tones of one Lindsay Ward.
I'm a poor substitute, but hello.
Bullshit, you're an upgrade.
It's the boobs, isn't it?
Damn right.
There is nothing wrong with boobs. I like them.
And for those of you wondering, yeah, creepy old man Tim Stein.
Yeah, stop with the old shit, man. Okay, my dad is old.
Your first comment out of your mouth this week was about boobs. How could I not call you a creepy old man?
Well, I'll accept creepy, but yeah, you know, it just hurts when you call me old. I just want to cry or shit like that.
You're older than me, you're older than Lindsay, you're older than Rock, you're older than Omega, so...
And technically, if you Google it, you'll discover that I'm older than Dirt. Dirt actually has a lifespan. Did you know that? They have pegged it at like 32 years or some shit like that.
Really? That was a absolutely useless fact that we really did not need to know.
I had to forget math to learn that fact. I hope you're happy.
That's all right. Most people don't know how to math anyway.
True.
Yeah. Now, here we wonder if Tim is still talking and just... His connection is fucked up, as usual.
This is why the producer starts to laugh. That's shot number two for those paying attention at home.
If that keeps happening, I am going to switch to my phone, and that's all there is to it.
It wouldn't be the first time.
Anyway, I have to. I made a promise earlier today via Twitter direct message, and I got to live up to it. And I have no problems living up to it because spent a little bit of time talking with this gal. She is absolutely wonderful. And Mace, you're immediately going to hate her because she happens to be a hockey addict.
I don't hate hockey addicts.
Okay, well, don't call her a puck bunny because apparently in Canada, calling a girl a puck bunny is an insult if she's like an actual real hardcore fan. I'm just saying hello to Naughty Nikki. Everybody say hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi, Nikki.
There you go. And so yeah, living up to my promises. So that's all good. On that note, welcome to another edition of WTR Sunday Night Russ Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. And I'm slowly getting into my DJ announcer style voice because, well, hell, It's just a thing to do. Lindsay, welcome aboard.
Thank you.
Mace is right. You're an upgrade. No shot against Omega, but you much better, honey.
Again, it's the boobs, isn't it?
It's not just the boobs, but I do have a question for you. Boxers or boxers or briefs?
Boxer briefs?
We have a winner. If we had a winner sound, it would play. Yeah, it was a trick question.
And the producer's not going to a soundboard at the moment, so you can just move on.
Well, you could also say commando, but eh.
Well, going commando can be a good thing sometimes, just not all the time. There are certain situations where you cannot, absolutely cannot go commando.
I'll take your word for it.
Okay. So, did everybody have a great week?
Do we ever have a great week?
I don't know. What's shit like in Australia nowadays, Mace?
Our government is sending our country straight to hell. It's currently the middle of winter, which means it's pissing down rain every 15 minutes. The only thing I've been able to do is sit here and play World of Warcraft while watching Mario Marathon, which people should be going and donating to over at MarioMarathon.com. But hey, other than that, it's been a pretty craptastic week.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Lindsay, you're moving back. What is that, home? I don't know, Georgia?
Yeah, moving back east to Georgia. Movers from tomorrow.
So you're actually getting away from the dry state, and you're going to be surrounded by booze again. How does that feel?
That feels amazing.
So when the rack does return after you move back home, it'll be the first drunk edition.
No, it won't be the first, but it will be the first one that I can, you know, legally sit out on the back deck and do.
Three.
And not have to wave at the neighbors.
We're going with number three at the moment. Just putting that one out.
Yeah, speaking about booze, if you don't know the game yet, grab your favorite bottle and a shot glass, and every time my Skype buggers up, take a shot. You'll be drunk before halftime. Wait a second, do we have halftime here?
First commercial break.
There you go. But I swear to God, if it happens again, that's it.
That's what you said.
I'm going to my phone.
That's what you said the last, anyway.
So. So, yeah, anyway, yeah. We should just, like, let's dive in to things and start off with our standard staple, win or fail. Let's start with our guest tonight, Lindsay. What was your win for the week?
Well, my win is for every week. Bray Wyatt. Duh.
You're a broken record.
No, I'm sorry. I just think he's been doing really well lately, and the promo that he cut on Raw was really phenomenal. It's really fantastic. They're doing a wonderful job of building him towards Money in the Bank. And I liked on SmackDown how he didn't participate in the brawl that happened at the top of the show, that they had him cut another really good promo right before they came out and did the main event. But it's like he, you know, he's above participating in their shenanigans. And I thought he was really good. Yeah. And also I kind of like how they're doing. I like that they also added the second ladder match.
Ah, okay. Apparently, I am now known as Mr. Boobs.
Wouldn't it be the first time?
Won't be the last.
Mr. Boobs or Mr. Booze?
Boobs.
Boobs. Oh, yeah.
Haven't talked about my homebrew in ages.
Right, and we hope he's not making his own booze at home, so...
Well, I don't have to. I still have, like, bottles of my moonshine.
Boobs. I said, hopefully you're not making your own boobs at home.
Oh, no, that would be just, like, that's totally wrong, making your own boobs.
That would be creepy, Tim, and, well...
That would verge on exceedingly so, yes. Yes, yes.
Moving that along.
So, anyway, we got Lindsay's win. What about Mace?
Once again, it was one of those weeks where it's really hard for me to sort of find something. after really going over Raw once again, it was Ambrose cutting his short promo, going psycho yeah. On Rollins.
Uh huh.
I don't know. I just like the way when that guy goes psycho.
I have to admit that I like that. It's a lot of fun. The look in his eyes.
Yeah, he looks like he's gonna do some really, really nasty things.
That's just the total icing on the cake. I'm telling you, they've gotta be setting it up to announce tomorrow that it's a match between the two of them.
I'm waiting for him to become a Bond villain. Someone get that man a white cat.
No, that means that you'd have to shave his hair, and that's part of the wild man look.
I think you meant Rollins.
No, Ambrose.
No, oh Ambrose, okay.
I could see Ambrose as a Bond villain.
No, but he got
a
lot.
I could see him as a villain in a lot of things too, but that's just me.
Yeah, yeah. So no, okay. Both good wins. My win for the week is the entire.
Four.
Sometimes you just gotta love it because his internet connection has this lovely sense of irony. Because it's my win for the week is, and then go silent.
So
like,
he said,
"Come on, suspense."
he said all. So I think he meant all the things.
I think including Bo Dallas. I think that was his major win for a week.
Yeah, Bo Dallas was totally his major win for the week.
Bo Dallas was not my major win for the week. My major win for the week was the entire thing leading up to Roman Reigns not even getting in, not just getting into the Battle Royal, but winning the damn thing. Spoiler alert for those of you who haven't seen Raw yet from last Monday. But like the whole setup. Normally, I'm not a big fan of these backstage vignettes where you see people monkeying around with stuff like that. But him sending Vicky off to get the sweetener for the iced coffee. And then putting the stuff in the iced coffee and having stuff just puke all over Vicky. And Vicky just like, fine, get into the Battle Royal, even though the authority said you're not allowed. And then not only does he get in there, he wins. That's my win for the week.
Very good.
That's my win. What's your fail, Mace?
I don't know what was worse. Like, I've got two this week. I don't know which one is worse. The debut of Stardust. or the Tommy Dreamer, Dixie Carter segment from Impact. I don't know which was worse. The debut of a really horrible gimmick for Cody Rhodes.
Uh-huh.
Or the fact that TNA basically had somebody come in and run down everything that is wrong with the company and turn it into a storyline and play it off like, haha, we don't care.
Well, I would have to say that that would just be absolute, like, stupid, verging on imminent death. But, you know, my honorable mention would be Cody Rhodes coming out as Stardust just because it was so hokey. And it was hilarious. It's, you know, almost like a train wreck, and you have to watch because you can't turn away.
the memes that have come out since have been absolutely hilarious.
Yeah,
and I'll be honest, if there's somebody who can make Goofy work really well, it is Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like we all laughed when he had the face protector on. We all laughed when you know he debuted the mustache. So if there's anybody who can make silly and awkward work, it is Cody Rhodes.
Mm-hmm.
But still, another Rhodes in gold face paint. Why?
It's bound to happen eventually. He knew it was.
Yeah, I knew. I knew it was coming, and it's like, okay, so he's got the face paint on. Can we just put him in the black and yellow polka dots as well, just to really rub it into the family legacy? But that's just me.
Okay, fair enough. What about you, Lindsay?
Honorable mention is Stardust. I love Cody Rhodes, but when he came out, I was just like, no. Just no. Why? Why no? No, 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 no.
Just no, Cody. Just no.
Just, yeah, that's pretty much what I said. No, Cody. Just no. But honestly, it was the Vicky puking segment.
Mm-hmm.
I hate when they do that kind of crap. It's disgusting. It's, to me, it's not funny.
That's kind of the point.
And so I just hate when they do that kind of stuff. And then also, Bobby Lashley winning the title on Impact. You just had a major pay-per-view. Lashley just went for the title. Why didn't you do it at the pay-per-view? Other than I understand there were possibly more eyeballs on Impact than there were on the pay-per-view, but it's like, you literally just had your one of your two big pay-per-views for the year.
Mm-hmm.
It's your anniversary pay-per-view. If you're going to have MVP, excuse me, screw somebody over, why would you have him not do it at the pay-per-view and wait to do it on Impact? Like, that just, to me, sense does not make it. To me, it makes more sense to screw him at the pay-per-view, and then coming out of the pay-per-view, you lead into Impact with that.
Five.
For those of you keeping track.
So, that's my kind of fail of the week. I understand it, but I don't. And again, it's like, why?
Okay, there you go. Fair enough. My fail for the week is Kevin Hart. Guy's a funny comedian. He's been in a couple of funny movies. But the whole guest appearance thing for WWE Raw is just, I can't stand it. I mean, if they're going to do that, then have him come in and be like actual guest general manager for the evening. Can you imagine when Sly Stallone goes out to promote The Expendables 3 and shows up on Raw as the guest general manager for that night? Coming out and being the guy who's making the matches and shit like that? That would make more sense.
They used to do that with the celebrities. They made them guest, you know, general managers. They were the host of the show. Now they're just guest stars and they just do things.
Yeah.
They should have let him commentate a Divas match. He would have had way more fun with that.
That might have been actually kind of interesting, just letting Kevin Hart go. But the problem is, he's type of stand-up comedian. You'd have to put him on a 10-second delay just in case. Yeah. Like they used to do with Richard Pryor whenever he guest hosted Saturday Night Live.
Just in case.
Just in case.
And to add on to your fail about Kevin Hart, he shouldn't go on The Daily Show and call Adam Rose Fandango.
Yeah, that was kind of stupid, wasn't he?
A little bit. Playing that one out.
So, yeah, that's our win and fail. For this week, anyway. I'm sure we're going to have a lot more in the upcoming weeks. But we brought up former members of the Shield that we were talking about. Why don't we talk about their new looks and their new music? The new looks, I don't care about. Whatever. I don't like their music. What's your reaction to this, guys?
Well, I'm going to step back and let Lindsay go first.
You're such a gentleman. Go ahead, Lindsay.
I like Dean's new look. Fits him very well. I don't like his music. I really, truly don't like his music. I think they can cut the motorcycle sound or whatever it is at the beginning and it would be better. Because that's going to get old really fast. Seth's look, he needs to get rid of that silver bell buckle. It looks so stupid. I'm sorry. It just does. Like, the music doesn't bother me. The pants are fine. Everything else is pretty much fine. But, yeah, just that silver belt buckle just looks really ridiculous. And then, Roman clearly came out on top in the breakup. He got the Shield gear. He got the Shield music. And he got the entrance. So, can't complain about Roman at all.
Well, there you go.
He's the one that probably needed it the most. So, he's the one that got it.
Mm-hmm.
But what about you or Mace?
What about you, Mish?
Here's the thing. I'm currently having to check out Ambrose's music and Roland's Reigns because I haven't heard either since they debuted it.
Reigns has the Shield music without Sierra and whatever.
Without the call sign.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All three guys just sort of look really generic now.
Mm-hmm.
They look like guys that they've literally just pulled up from the indie scene.
Yeah.
Which is really weird because it's not that much difference between what they used to wear as a part of the Shield versus what they're wearing now. So it's like the smallest of changes sort of really made an impact with these three. At least in my mind, anyway. Especially with the music, like Ambrose and Roland's just seem like very generic indie guys. It's the same type of thing you'd hear on the indie scene. It's just, I don't know. You can tell that this was all last minute and that it was very sloppily put together.
Not a whole hell of a lot of thought put into it.
No, not at all. Like, the whole breakup thing without actually doing a breakup, it just seems very reactionary. Mm-hmm. Like, they had the Daniel Bryan situation, they needed something to push as a main event. This was the only thing they could come up with, so they went for it. And realized they had nothing on hand to prepare for each guy as a singles.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like, your standard NXT style generic stuff that they could give to anybody who's, whoever. And there's no real flavor to it. I think that would be probably the best way to describe it. There's no flavor.
Quick, somebody add some flavor or some color would be nice.
Flavor Flav?
Just oh, God, no. Can we just not?
Don't start rapping, please.
There you go. Rapping? The only rapping I do is at, like, Christmas time and birthdays. It's the only kind of rapping I can do.
I'm going to keep my mouth shut.
You keep your mouth shut. Oh, hey, hang on a second. Okay, now I'm ready to continue.
That didn't sound as good on the phone, Tim.
Yeah, I know. Well, switching to the phone, it's just not as impactful. But it's still really tasty and ice cold, and that's all that matters, kids. In the meantime, I'm trying to fix everything so I can get back onto the computer here.
Well, how about while he does that, we go to a commercial break?
That sounds like a good idea to me.
Absolutely, everybody. You're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. We'll be back on the other side of this timeout. We got a whole bunch more stuff to shake down. Don't forget, we're going to be taking a look at Money in the Bank in just a little bit. So I hope King Kittens is tuned in and he's ready with his pencil and paper. We'll be back right after this.
Green is where it's at. Green will never let you down. You can bet your life on that. Win the bet and buy your crown. 'Cause when pushing comes to shove, money conquers faith and love. You can buy them up for nothing down.
Hey, did you know that CB Radio is all over social media? Well, now you do, bitch asses. We are all over Facebook and Twitter. When it comes to Facebook, it's simple. Just go to facebook.com/cigarettebuttsandbandanas. All one word. It's not that difficult. Go ahead, enter it in your website address, fucking go to it, even search for it if you're really that lazy. Go to Facebook, search up at the top cigarette butts and bandanas. You know, it's not that difficult to find us and like us. Come on, you listen to us every week. Just fucking give us a like. We're all over Twitter, too. Every single one of us is on Twitter. You can follow the show at CB Radio WTR. That's the letter Q-R-S. I just can't pronounce it. You know, I'm from Boston. Suit my bitches. After you follow the show, be sure to follow me, the Boston Badass himself, at Mr. Chris Loesch. L-O-E-S-C-H. All one word. That's in case you didn't know how to spell my last name. You can follow Rob Pox, you know, the godfather of extreme, at CB Radio G-O-E. And you can even follow Subway, who actually has got Twitter. He has a smartphone now and is on Twitter. So you can follow him, and hopefully he makes a little bit more sense there than he does on air, at X-Core Subway. Not that difficult, was it, people? Now stay a part of the fun and excitement that happens off the air, just as well as you do on the air. Every Saturday night at midnight-ish, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Can't catch a WTR program live? Well, we've got three easy ways for you to listen whenever you want. First, listen to the Wild Talk Radio Network on iTunes. Just head over to iTunes and search for Wild Talk Radio Network and subscribe to our feed. Secondly, download the Stitcher Radio app and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. And finally, just visit the archive section right here at wildtalkradio.com, and you can download every single episode of all your favorite programs. Best of all, it's free. Keep up to date and spread the word to your friends on how you can be part of the Wild Talk Radio Network listening experience.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWmania.com. Again, the web address is PWmania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWmania.com.
Your ass better call somebody!
It's me, it's that D-O-double-G Marvin once again with Wild Talk Radio. And if you ain't down with that, I got two words for ya. Suck it!
Is that how I was sounding over the music? Maybe the music should have been turned down.
It was turned down, but because you're on the phone, you know, it sucks.
Apparently it wasn't turned down enough.
Anyway, welcome us back again, Tim. Take two.
Take two. Welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Roast Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Continuing on with wrestling talk. Hey, you brought up earlier at your win and fail, Mace. TNA talk.
Yeah, I know. It was one of those things of I was absolutely bored on Saturday night. There was nothing else on TV. So it was like, hey, oh, here's TNA. Cool. Oh, look, it's Dixie Carter talking to Tommy Dreamer. Tommy Dreamer runs down the company. Gets a kick in the balls. Okay.
I thought that was a good segment. Just putting that one out.
Yeah, you probably picked the only good segment on the show. What kind of a sign of desperation is it with TNA and all the stuff that they've been doing lately? I mean, they're giving the fans an opportunity to vote whether or not they want the six-sided ring back. And it just seems like they're trying to go about getting interest back in the company, which is a good thing, but they're doing it the wrong. They're going about it the wrong way.
At least they're trying to get input from the fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you look at these little surveys that WWE likes to send around that mean absolutely nothing in the long term.
Yeah.
At least with TNA, they've given the fans a chance to shape the direction of the company going forward. Even if it is something as simple as, do you want the six-sided ring back or do you want to keep the four-sided ring?
Isn't switching back potentially to the six-sided ring just a big-ass mistake since, you know, they got rid of it a couple years ago?
Personally, I'd say no, because the six-sided ring gave them a little bit more of their own identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's been reports of guys like Austin Aries and this Ethan Carter III, ex-WWE reject, saying, oh, the six-sided ring hurts. The six-sided ring is hard to work in. Really? I've worked in a six-sided ring. It's not that hard.
Well, you know, they're not the only one bitching and complaining about having to work in a six-sided ring. I've, you know, over the years, spoken with a hell of a lot of TNA talent who absolutely hated the damn thing. Of course, Johnny Devine being one somewhat outspoken former member of TNA who couldn't stand the goddamn thing.
Wait, Johnny being outspoken? No, he's such a quiet fellow.
Yes, he's very humble. Excuse me while I choke.
Yeah.
Name dropper.
Yeah, I know. Devine is a great guy. I love him to death. Just a fantastic former Canadian All-Pro Wrestling Commonwealth Champion. Although he did hold on to that title a little bit longer than he should have through somewhat more nefarious means than he should have used, as far as I'm concerned.
You mean the company closing down?
The company hasn't closed down. We're on an indefinite hiatus.
Yeah, the company's closed.
It's indefinite hiatus.
Hey, and speaks promoter too, you know.
Yeah, well, it's on indefinite hiatus, and that's all without any elaborations or any of that nonsense.
Very well. So anyway, Lindsay, considering that you like to cover the TNA on the rack every now and again, what do you think about this idea of possibly going back to the six sides?
I think it's an interesting idea, honestly. I always liked the six-sided ring. I'm kind of with everybody else. I thought it made them different. I thought it gave them an edge. I feel like they lost something when they went to the four-sided ring, just because it made them like everybody else. And that's when they kind of started to be started that push to be WWE 2.0. And going back to the six-sided ring, though, now, I don't know how I feel about it. Because on one hand, I would be really happy to see it again, and I know it's on the next one-shot pay-per-view. So I would actually watch the one-shot just to see it one more time and see them work in it one more time. But I think it's going to do them more harm than good if they go back to it. Because it's something of, with a four-sided ring, it makes them more compatible in terms of where they travel to, that if they need, you know, a cage or they need something else – their ring is probably a standard size, so it would fit something that they could find local if they needed to. Whereas for a six-sided ring, you have to have everything custom made, you have to have everything ready on hand, and they honestly just don't have the budget for that to be able to do all that, because I think they actually got rid of everything when they moved out of Orlando. I don't think they have any of it anymore.
Well, what's a six side going for on high spots these days? Probably about $5,000.
Yeah,
I'm sure they could release, you know, one ex WWE talent and afford it.
I suppose, but and I'm not saying that they don't have the ring. I'm sure they still have the ring. But, like, the cages and all the setup for it and the configuration for it and everything. I don't know. I don't know how I feel about it now. It's something of, it was cool when they did it. I was sad to see it go. It would be cool to see it one more time, but I don't know if I want to see it every time going forward. Because it's kind of like you're conflicted with the nostalgia factor and then the business factor of it. And it's like the nostalgia factor. It's like, yeah, that would be really cool to see. Just because it takes you back to the time when, you know, TNA was different and edgy and everything it's not now, sadly. And, you know, you harken back to that time that, you know, at least for me when I first started watching it. And now it's just like, I don't think it's going to do much for them in terms of bringing the six-sided ring back. It's not going to bring them the attention that it did. If they kept it this whole time, I don't know. But it, just to say, oh, well, you know, hey, let's bring back the six-sided ring because why not? It just, like, I appreciate them polling the fans, but it's just, to me, it's like, it seems like a waste. So, I don't know.
That's fair enough. Like, I can see where you're coming from, and it's like, it's better to keep it as a special attraction now to keep that nostalgia factor and get the bump with their little, with the, I believe it's the Destination X one time pay per view,
yeah,
rather than having it, you know, front and center on Impact every week, where it'll just become another part of the set dressing eventually.
Yeah, cause it's like when you do matches like, Ultimate X, sorry, blanked on the name for a second. They were always seemed to be better in the six-sided ring because they were honestly configured for a six-sided ring. When they came up with that concept, they did it for a six-sided ring specifically. And it was always better with the six sides because it seemed like they had more, obviously more jumping points to be able to pull all the moves and do all the spectacular stunts that we saw back in the day, and it's honestly lost something with a four-sided ring. So to see an Ultimate X in a six-sided ring one more time would be really cool. To see Six Sides of Steel again would be really cool. But I would rather see it, as you said, like a special attraction kind of thing where maybe you even have to, hey, pay for it as opposed to getting it free every week.
That's fair enough. Tim, you still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here. I've been listening nicely and quietly to everything Lindsay was saying.
I know. You shut up for once and got us worried.
Thought I had another number to look.
I don't see how that worries you.
Anyway.
Shame on you, Rock. Whatever you said, because I wasn't listening to you.
I said I thought I had added another number to the counter at this point.
Nope. Oh, no. Those of you playing the drinking game, sorry. You can't take a shot right now. You might be able to in a few minutes. We'll find out. So, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. You know, it just smacks of too much desperation, everything that they're doing. I mean, reunite the Hardy Boys. Sure, you know, this is like 10 years ago. Why not? The six-sided ring, yeah, once in a blue moon on certain pay-per-views. Use it four times a year. Make people pay it for it. If you want to see it that bad, well, then buy the pay-per-views.
Yeah, see, like, okay, just to sort of switch over, you mentioned the Hardy Boy reunion thing. Yeah, that smacks of desperation. Because you take a look at it, they're bringing back all the guys that they had gotten rid of. You know, Loki's coming back, Homicide's coming back. You know, the guys that they've released to try and keep some of these other names around, they're bringing them back and they're signing them to a few of them to short-term contracts. It's like, okay, why did you even bother getting rid of them in the first place?
It's called, oh, hey, Spike TV, we're over here still. You want us back? That's the whole thing why they're looking desperate is because of the Spike TV contract, which is up, I believe, October 1st, I believe, and they're hoping to re-sign any week now. So it's sort of like, and especially with the New York tapings, we got to show Spike TV. This is the we're an exciting product. Our brand is strong. We can stay in the U.S. and not move to the U.K.
Yeah. It's like I heard the recent announcements or rumors are that you've got Tommy Dreamer and Rhino appearing at this New York show that they're trying to stack.
They've announced that, yes.
Yeah. Mind you, the Hardy Boys reunion, I'll say this, I'm only thankful for it because it'll get Jeff out of that goddamn Willow gimmick.
For how long, though?
I don't care. I listened to one of his promos from Impact last week, and I swear to God, my ears were bleeding.
Yeah.
And I just, like, really just... No. And then you've got the menagerie, which I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake. The only real amusing thing every week seems to be, because I end up watching two episodes back to back, because that's the way my cable system shows them now. What's his name? Rockstar Spud?
Rockstar Spud is the most entertaining thing.
Yeah, he is hilarious.
Have you seen him and Carter? Have you seen him and Carter together?
No, I haven't actually.
Oh my god, you need to go look it up on YouTube.
I've only seen him with Dixie so far or on his own.
There was a spot, sorry Lindsay, about 5 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, whenever Bully Ray was trying to put people through tables, where he just hid under a table. Like, I'm not here. I'm curled up in a little ball underneath the table. It's tremendous. But he sticks out with his bright, like, blue and red suit.
Right?
It's like I noticed him on the pay-per-view when I tuned in for about an hour. And he looked like friggin' Jack Nicholson's Joker.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was having a go at, what's her name?
Dixie.
The one they have gone out with Bully.
Brooke Tessmacher?
Yeah, that's the one. Supposedly, she had a kid to Bully Ray and, like, acted like an overdone version of the Maury show, whatever it is. The Maury Popovich show.
Yeah, that was special.
Oh, he's a special little,
Snowflake.
Yeah. Let's go with
Snowflake. I remember sitting there watching it, and I was talking to Rock, and I'm like, where are they going with this? Oh, God.
Something.
Oh, God, they're going there. Oh, okay.
But throwing this back to Tim, because this was Tim's idea to do this topic.
To basically take shots at TNA, because I see them as a sinking ship, and I'm at the point right now, I really hope Jeff Jarrett knows what the hell he's doing with, GFW, Global Force Wrestling. Because as big of a supporter as I was of TNA when they first came out, like 12 years ago, I used to go up to Bottoms Up Sports Pub and catch the Wednesday night pay-per-view because I couldn't find a TV deal. I even started actually an online petition to, get people to sign up to get networks to take a look so maybe they could, you know, get a TV deal. Whether or not that happened, I don't know. If it helped, I don't know. But now, you know, I haven't been able to sit through an entire episode of TNA for about 3 years. And it's just getting worse.
But at the same time, you can't really call them a sinking ship because people have had the... This will be the year that TNA closes thing going for the past 5 years.
Pretty much, and the thing that's keeping them afloat, again, going back, is the TV contract, and they're solid overseas, and they could become a great overseas company if that's what they choose to do, but that they're on a ticking clock here in the States.
Yeah. They'll probably end up, like, if anything really bad happens, then they could become a good UK-based company. Because, let's face it, that seems to be the only company that they're willing to go to outside of the US.
Jeremy Borash says the one change he would make would be to move TNA to the UK.
That's fine. Well, the UK can have them.
Yeah. It would be the only thing that keeps them afloat, I think.
Yeah, they have a big... They just signed a new TV deal over there, so, yeah.
That's been the one thing that's annoyed me as a wrestling fan, is when a company turns around and goes, we're going to do a world tour, when the only places you go are Orlando and the UK.
They're seeing parts of the...
Going somewhere else in the world.
They're seeing parts of the world. It is a part of the world tour.
No. They say it's a world tour, not a part of the world tour.
Well, their budget can go only so far.
You know, even WWE does, like, a show from Japan every year. You know, they do shows from the UK. They do shows down here in Australia. Eventually, they'll actually realize, hey, we can turn one of them into a fucking Raw. But, you know, TNA seems to be like, well, we're going to go around the world to the UK. Because that's the only place we seem to be able to sell tickets. Except they haven't tried anywhere else in the world.
Well, a couple of years ago, I noticed on the Calgary Stampede Board website that they actually, at one point in time, had, I think it was either the Roundup Center or the Pavilion booked to do a show here in Calgary, but they canceled that. And I thought that was probably the height of stupidity for them to actually cancel that. But then I started thinking, well, it probably wouldn't have mattered whether they canceled it or not. Nobody would have gone because nobody ever knows when TNA is in somebody's town.
Yeah, and that's been their problem since day one, is they have never put money really into advertising, into marketing. They've relied solely on word of mouth and street teams and everything else because it's cheap, because it's easy. And, you know, when you're based in Nashville and you're running shows in Nashville every week, that's great because you can get away with that kind of crap. But when you become a touring company or you're trying to become a touring company, that's not going to work. Rock and I have had this conversation before where it's, when WWE is coming to your area, when they're coming to your town, you know, for, you know, 3 to 6 months in advance. Basically, when those tickets are getting ready to go on sale, that's when you start seeing the media campaigns for WWE. And it's up at the arena, they're running commercials on TV. I mean, hell, one of the last times they were here, I was standing at a gas station getting gas at midnight because I was on my way to work, and I heard a commercial for WWE when they were coming. And it's like for TNA, unless you follow the product faithfully, unless you go to their website, unless you watch their TV, you don't know that they're coming. You have no idea because they don't really do any media. They don't do any really marketing for it. I mean, I think I was in a restaurant and I maybe saw one commercial for Slammiversary, and that was because DirecTV had put it out, not because TNA had.
I don't remember seeing any Slammiversary commercials on actual in-demand TV.
I saw one on ESPN during the World Cup. Was the World Cup going? Yeah, I think it was going on then. But... Or it was some kind of... No, it wasn't the World Cup. It was like the World Series of college baseball.
The College World Series.
Yeah. So that's when I saw it. But it's like one commercial. And that's it. I mean, it's just... That's been TNA's problem from day one. And, you know, several of their talents, including Bully Ray, have publicly called them out on it. In terms of you need to do marketing. That's where you need to be putting your money. Is in marketing your product. Because if you don't market it... and nobody knows about it, nobody's going to show up.
And if you're going to go with all that marketing, you got to make sure you follow through with the show.
That too. That helps.
Yeah, sure, this is sort of knocking on the on an old subject, but when TNA decided to come down here, they started letting people know 3 months in advance. It was in all the newspapers. There was signage up all through the city. There was, you know, stuff put on buses and trains to let people know they were coming. There was advertising on our cable, you know, on our cable networks. There was this big thing of TNA is coming down under, you know, buy your tickets. They were about 75% sold out before they pulled the plug. You know, at the very last minute, like it was probably about a month out, they pulled the plug. And it's like, well, fuck. You know, we've had guys from TNA down here before, and they draw a crowd. Now you're going to bring TNA down here, and all of a sudden, no, you're not. Fine. WWE, on the other hand, all they do advertising on the cable network during Raw, and that's it. And they sell out every time they're down here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's like Australian wrestling fans are starved for local, like for these type of shows. We want these shows to come down here and let us be a part of the, you know, the WWE universe or, you know, the TNA renter crowd. We want to be a part of it, but when the company doesn't really care, then why should we care about them?
Well,
at least that's from an international point of view.
Well, yeah, you know, like what you were saying, TNA advertised, then they pulled the plug. You had all of these people in Australia champing at the bit to not just buy tickets, but actually go. And then they said, you know what, fuck it, we're not flying down there. Right? And I think
they even held an event down here giving local guys a chance to feature on that show.
Yeah.
You know, a good friend of the network, Massive Q, was a part of it. Back in his early days. And a few kilos lighter by the looks of it. Yeah, he was a part of it. You know, the guy who eventually won it was actually the guy who trained me to wrestle, which I was quite surprised at. But unfortunately, because the show never took place, the guy never got his chance.
Which is crap.
Yeah.
Absolute, complete, and utter crap. But yeah, you know, I think it was our intrepid producer this past week telling me that, I could be wrong. I could have read this someplace online. As a matter of fact, the more I think about it, the more I think I read it somewhere online. Back when AJ Styles was still with the company, he and, I think it was he and Cass stopped off at a convenience store to pick up some energy drinks, some power bars or whatever. And the guy behind the counter at the till said, what are you guys doing in town? And they said, well, TNA's doing a show. And the kid had never heard of it. And he's a diehard wrestling fan. And he followed TNA on TV all the time. But he didn't know TNA was doing a live show in his city.
To correct
because
you.
Because TNA doesn't advertise.
To correct you, Tim, they already did the show the previous night.
Okay, well, I was close. Now, did you tell me that, or did we read it online?
I told you that about 2 weeks ago.
Well, that's sort of like the story that Flair talks about when he was when he was with TNA when he was wrestling for them. You know, he'd have people coming up to him at airports going, "Hey, Rick, we haven't seen you wrestle for a long time. What are you doing?" And he'd say, "I'm with this company, TNA." Who's that? You know,
Nash
tells
us.
Yeah, I remember that. Nash tells a similar story.
Yeah. Good old Kev, yeah.
You'd think after 10 years that these type of questions wouldn't be around for a company like TNA, considering they've been around for 10 years. But it still happens.
So, yeah, it's just sad to hear. I mean, if you want to be anywhere near, you know, like a fraction as successful as WWE, you've got to pay attention to how they promote themselves. And maybe, you know, take pointers and learn something. So, TNA, get your act together. You're basically on borrowed time. That being said, everybody, we're going to take our second time out of the evening. You're listening to WTR, Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll be back in just a few.
Say she was a sex fiend. I met her in a hotel lobby, masturbating with a magazine. She said, "How'd you like to waste some time?" And I could not resist when I saw little Nikki grind.
What's up, bitches? This is the Boston Badass, a.k.a. the Big Time Player, a.k.a. the Resident Masshole, or just simply Ace. I'm here to tell you about a way for you to find out about all the unusual things we have done over the years, and trust me, we have done a lot of unusual things over the past few years. Everything from bitches to crossing highways to strange ramblings by subway that no one ever really understands. Sex toys, which of course includes the blue dildo, and even the time, well, times I got pissed face drunk on this. Really, Rock? We're gonna really talk about that? Fuck you. You can relive all the excitement of your only excuse to be home on a Saturday night, CB Radio, by visiting our official website at cbradio.ewazone.com. That's once again, cbradio.ewazone.com. Don't be a bitch ass. Visit the site and listen every Saturday night. About midnight, sometimes it starts about 12:30-ish, you know, Eastern time. Just to find out what possibly we can come up with next.
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns...
After 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw!
To the shocking moments.
Oh my God! No!
And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I, once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Raw Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Out and about when your favorite WTR program is on the air? Don't worry, we've got you covered. You can listen to WTR on the go with TuneIn Radio. Just download the TuneIn Radio app for your Android or iPhone, iPad or tablet, and search for Wild Talk Radio Network. Best of all, it's free. What are you waiting for? Download the TuneIn Radio app today. Tune in to WTR, wherever you are.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
That was just recently.
It was this past Sunday, actually. It's a segue, a plug into a segue.
Hey, wait, give me a minute. I got another call. Give me a minute, I'll be right back.
Really?
Come on, now. Man,
Tell us how you really feel,
Rob. Like, if I was driving right now, I'd probably wreck into a tree. Everybody just stop what they're doing, and we'll just have to wait.
Los Matadores versus the Real American. You all
I'm
pick.
I'm going with that. Never mind, sorry. We're not making
I seen him doing that, and I was like all excited. Oh, that's so funny.
Not that I didn't expect that.
No.
Somehow.
No. As luck would have it, I believe Los Matadores won.
Yep, and see, if I seen him face a couple of Mexican guys on main event, and they were pretty good, I would have picked them if I had seen them. I would have. They were Tito Santanas. That's what they were. They're the new Tito Santanas.
New tweet posted live on CB Radio. Subway picking an event that already happened. Let's see how he does. Can't be worse.
But I mean, that pick, I was going to make picks I've already made picks on. I bet you my picks would have been different, too.
All right. The team has titles on the line. AJ Lee versus Brie Bella. Who do you pick?
Oh, I picked Brie Bella. I do remember that.
You do? You do? Brie Bella lost the match, but Ace and Rob picked Brie. Sub, you picked AJ Lee.
Oh, my God! Get out!
I believe you changed it. Here's the rock. Oh, shit. Well, that's one for me, because I'm sticking to my original pick. Jay was completely in the garbage. Thank you,
I told you, I'm my own worst enemy.
He's coming. Just like, bump my HP up to, like, almost full health now.
Tune in to CB Radio, Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time. On the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
It's me. It's me. It's DDP.
Yo, monkey. It's me. DDP. The king of Bada Bing. The master of the diamond cutter. The three-time
world champ.
And you, monkey, for you, you're listening to Wild Talk Radio Network. That's a bad thing. That's a good thing.
Everybody's got a price. Everybody's gonna pay. 'Cause the $1 million man always gets his way.
Apparently, welcome back to WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Since the
I was getting to it. Jesus, Murphy, are you ever impatient?
I said I was go, and there was
expecting
nothing.
To hear, I was expecting to hear the Ted DiBiase promo that we have, where he says that, you know, you listen to the Wild, you know, the one that we have when we interview Ted DiBiase. You know that one.
I know which one you're talking about. Hell, I had to put this song back into the format because you made me get rid of a song, and this was the song that you made me get rid of.
Now, why would you be doing a money theme that nobody, by the way, other than us, is picking up on, Rock?
Because next week's Money in the Bank.
Oh, that's right. It's a pay-per-view.
See what I, you know.
I'm doing a pay-per-view thing right now. I'm sitting here at my computer, actually talking on the computer again because it, you know, seems to be working after I rebooted. And I'm
a bottle of Jack then.
I'm holding on to my piece of paper and I'm viewing it. So, do you guys want to talk about WWE Network programming or just get into Pick'em?
Yeah, I'm good either way.
Good either way? What about Linz? Linz, you're okay. You got your what are you drinking? Bourbon?
Jack Daniel's whiskey.
JD. Oh my goodness, JD, Jack Daniel's.
Oh, that bourbon crap.
Jack Daniel's is kind of a bourbon.
Nothing wrong with bourbon, especially when it's homebrew.
Hey, exactly right. What May said. And that'll be my next project.
Just don't like the taste of it. It's not that different than whiskey, but whiskey, just especially Jack Daniel's, has its own distinct taste. Then,
well, bourbon is like whiskey on, I don't know, an energy shot. If that makes any sense. I didn't want to say it was on steroids.
So now we have two spots filled in the Tim Stein bingo.
Will you stop that? We're not playing Tim Stein bingo tonight.
Not tonight.
No, wait a second. He's, you know, with me yelling like that, he's going to say now it's three spots.
Possibly, but you said we're not playing the game, so I don't know.
Yeah, well, we're not playing the game, so piss off. And if you were playing the game, that'd be four spots.
I believe it. It would be, actually.
What?
I said I believe it would be, actually.
Yeah.
I think one of them is tell the producer to fuck off or something like that.
Did I tell you to fuck off? Yeah.
Oh, that's close enough. Anyway.
All right. You know what? Just let's fuck off.
Finally got around to it.
Alrighty then. That counts. I know she's listening, and I'll just let her know right now. Yeah, that counts. And I'm not going to tell you what I'm talking about because it's none of your damn business.
And if you see on the screen again right now, the Tim Stein bingo card is on the screen at the moment.
Oh, you're an ass. You really are. That counts, and thank you very much. And no, I'm not talking to you, Rock.
Let's see, we've done opens beer can, hangs up on the show, because the internet drop, tells a bad joke.
Well, hang on, hanging up on the show, internet dropping, that doesn't really, no, that doesn't count, so, no.
Yes, it does.
That
totally
still
counts
open.
On the card.
No, it
have
only
you
counts
the free
if
space?
I actually, we're it gonna, only counts if I actually hang up.
We're doing the free space, the hang up, opens beer can, tells a bad joke, brags about homebrew, does a fake laugh. Said the word, you did miss the cue. We did talk about CAW. Card's getting filled out, isn't it?
Bingo?
You're still an ass. What are you, like, you're striking, you're filling out the card as we talk.
Yeah, it's crossed out on the screen.
That's how you play.
God, you know, when I was younger, people had respect for their elders.
Oh, also, welcome to WTR. That's been filled.
Well, that's a given. That's like...
Also yells at the producer.
Was there a square about don't call me old?
Let's see. Is there... No. No, we have something called Young Tim Stein reference.
Yeah, I did that on purpose because I saw that.
When wait. He made reference
to
Iraq.
Did you miss what I said? I didn't yet, no. Not yours, anyway.
We talked about my boobs, so you can fill that one out.
Whoa. You talked about
your boobs. He gave a useless fact, too.
You talked about your boobs.
And
Mace talked about boobs. And I agreed. That's not me talking about your boobs. I don't think that should count.
I distinctly heard the term earlier in the show. You are an upgrade, and it's not just because of the boobs. So the boobs were talked about.
Thank you, Mace.
Yeah, but I said it's not the boobs. It's not, so that's, no, it doesn't count.
Didn't he just tell someone to shut up, too?
Did he yell King Kent in the chat room yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet.
And technically, he did put over a heart tonight.
Did I put over a heart?
Kevin Hart.
That doesn't count. What, was he adopted?
Same spelling on the surname, it counts.
Have you done the bad accent yet?
But no,
no.
He's not Canadian.
Card's almost
full. You people drive a guy to drink. Hang on a minute.
There's only one spot that we can't fill tonight. And that's the Cuts Omega off spot.
Oh, yeah, because he's not here. He chickened out.
Anyway, back to the show, Tim.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just a little distracted, a little dazzled, and I'll let you know later after the show, maybe, if you're lucky.
Starscream Josh says you're a Jew.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry. That's the enticement and the goning isn't going to work, so forget it.
So he
God
is...
damn it, I was going to ask how the flames are doing.
So he's not admitting to being a Jew, so he is a Jew. Got it. Got it. Good to know Tim Stein is... Anyway, moving on. King Ken says hello.
Well, this is working out well.
Did you drop again?
Yeah, I dropped. I didn't hang up.
I dropped. That's number 8.
No, Josh, I didn't yell at you. There's no technically about it. Nice try, though. And no, I'm not going to yell at Josh, so forget it. Besides, you're not on the damn card anyway, so I could yell at you if I wanted to. It wouldn't count because you're not King Kittens.
No, it says yells at chat room.
Oh, well, I'm not yelling at the chat room. I'm not going to do it.
Doesn't matter because it won't get you bingo anyway.
Oh, that's it. After the show, I'm going to Ontario for 2 days.
Anyway.
Yeah, it's just, anyway, speaking about the show, let's talk about the WWE Network. Finally, I've had a chance to see a few episodes of Legends House, and the first one wasn't anything that I didn't expect, but as it moved on and progressed, to me at least, it started getting a little more interesting. They're now finished with Legends House for, quote-unquote, this season, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Are they bringing it back?
Probably.
Yeah.
I would like you guys to populate Legends House right now for the next season.
I'm going to throw out a name. Tim, when you're on the phone and on the live show, you should mute your stream.
My stream is muted.
Because you keep echoing back.
Well, that's you, not me.
No, that came off the computer.
I've got 3 names straight off the top of my head.
Hold on. I got one. Jim Cornette.
Yes! Good. I like that. Okay, so we got Jim Cornette. I want Mr. Fuji, the Iron Sheik, and Hulk Hogan.
Oh, Jesus.
So with Jim Cornette, Iron Sheik, who else? Mr. Fuji, and who else did you say?
Hulk Hogan, brother.
And Hulk Hogan in there. We have 4 Blame
Rob. Honky Tonk Man.
We have 4 Blame Rob so far that probably will happen during the filming of this show. Continue.
Who else?
Got to get a female in there, maybe?
No. You know, I'm just going to say it because it's self-serving. I want Taker.
Okay, you can be self-serving and say Taker, but if I say Bret Hart, you guys shoot on me for being a Bret Hart fan.
No. I'd put Bret in there because I could just see him and Sheik.
Oh, Jesus.
I would love for, put both Bret and Shawn in it.
Nah. Shawn was better as a drop-in.
No.
Put the American Dream, Dusty Rhodes.
Dusty Rhodes, baby.
If you will.
Now, here's the thing. The only problem is, I know you said we wanted a female. Unfortunately, the only female that I would put in that house is dead. God rest her soul. And that would be May.
I was thinking you were going to say Moolah, because that would have been interesting.
Moolah or May would have been brilliant.
Sherry Martel.
Well, Mula was apparently in real life, she had the ability to be somewhat of a bitch if you crossed her. That would have made it interesting, especially if you're going to stick.
That's every woman, Tim.
That's not true.
Oh, there are some, please. No, every woman has an inner bitch that she channels.
No,
and
no,
if she says she doesn't, she's lying.
Nope. I know a few that do not have an inner bitch, which is really weird. I'm going to be the first to admit that's just the strangest damn thing. But.
You may not have seen it, but every girl has it.
Okay. In real life, she could be a bigger bitch. Does that satisfy your nitpicking? Yes. Let's move on.
Okay.
So who we got in Legends House for next season?
Okay. So we've got Cornette in there.
Yeah. Because hell yes. With a tennis racket. Yep.
Okay. Let's put Dutch Mantel and Paul Heyman in there as well.
Oh God.
God, Jimmy Cornette and Paul Heyman together in Legends House at the same time?
Oh, no. Cornette and Dutch.
Oh, Cornette and Dutch would be even better. But I'm just thinking the...
I'd say put in Vince Russo if you're going to throw Cornette in.
No. Keep Vince Russo.
No, let's not have any felonies happen. Okay?
First live on air network murder.
That would be the first blame rob we would be talking about. Anyway. By the way, bingo.
Why bingo?
Nothing. Moving on. Keep going.
No, okay. I want to know what was bingo.
Hold on. Who have we got? We got Cornette, Fuji, Hogan, Sheik.
Dusty.
That's four. That's five.
Dusty.
Ric Flair. That's six.
Dutch. Flair.
Austin?
Yeah, I'd put Austin in there. God, who else could we put in there?
JR.
Yeah, true. Oh my God, Flair, Austin, and JR in the same room. Stories.
God.
Oh my God, the road stories that would be coming out of that place.
Okay, I want to clarify something. I want to just go back to this. Every woman has an inner bitch. You cannot be a kind-hearted bitch. There's no such thing.
I'm a kind-hearted bitch.
No, you cannot be a kind-hearted bitch.
Yes, you can.
Mutually exclusive. And back to you, Mace.
Yeah, I'm sort of looking at the moment.
Okay.
Oh God, Terry Funk.
And how many is that? Eight now?
We're looking at probably, what are we at? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 people.
Okay, you've got to get rid of some of them because you can only have eight in there at a time.
All right. Heyman can go. Funk can go. Hogan, just for a bit of sanity for some people. And that gets us the eight.
Okay, so that'll work.
So Cornette, Fuji, Sheik, Dusty, Dutch, Flair, Austin, and JR. Actually, now that I look at it, I'd swap out the Sheik for Gerald Briscoe. Let's get the other half of that grouping in there. Because we had Pat last season. Let's get Briscoe in.
Okay. Well, yeah, you know what? That would kind of make sense. That would kind of make sense. And now, how many people were floored by Pat Patterson's big reveal at the end?
Oh, my God. I was in total shock. I can't believe it. It was so unbelievable.
Okay. Can I say worst kept secret in history of professional wrestling?
You could say that, Tim.
Then I think I just did.
See, there you go. Congratulations.
I'm being told in the chat room to get rid of Flair. Which is fine. I could probably get rid of Flair and replace him with George the Animal Steel.
Ooh, good one.
Only because, like, I really enjoyed interviewing that guy. Back in the day, he was quite amusing.
We gotta start bringing on more guests, do a few more interviews on WT or Sunday night in the near future.
You find people who are up at 10 through midnight on a Sunday night. Sure, why not?
I'm gonna keep my mouth shut on that one, Tim.
Yeah, we had one lined up, but it didn't work out the way I wanted it to, so we didn't go through with it. Long story. So.
Anyway.
Okay, well, we're going to talk about this with the crew after the show, Rock, because we might as well.
Okay.
Talk put about it together. We might as well.
Might as well.
I think people would enjoy hearing from them.
I agree. So we'll talk about it after the show.
Yeah, man. We will. We'll bring it up and say, hey, and then we'll talk about it. But that being said.
Let's get the Money in the Bank, Tim.
Let's do Money in the Bank. The preview. We're going to take a look at it, but we're also going to play Pick'em. For those of you tuning in for the first time, you too can play Pick'em along with us. What we do is we just go through the list of matches that have been, well, listed for Money in the Bank.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Waiting for the drop to be number 9. Yes, you can play along with us. You can send picks into our chat room right now. Come on over to wildtalkradio.com. There's number 9 for officially. If you're playing the drinking game at home, you can tweet them at wildtalkradio on facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork. You can email us your picks at media@wildtalkradio.com. Or you can send Tim a Skype message.
Or you can send Tim a Skype message,
and he will get your picks as well, and then we'll get them over to King Kittens, who will be copying them down and putting them into a spreadsheet for all of us.
Something like that.
Well, you know, you said for people first time listening to the show. That's, well. Talk about the show now, Tim.
Yes, let's talk about Money in the Bank. Let's just take a look at it. The first one listed, of course, is the heavyweight championship ladder match, necessitated by Daniel Bryan's injury and inability to defend his title in a stretcher match because of his neck injury. We've got Roman Reigns versus John Cena versus Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt versus Sheamus versus Cesaro in this heavyweight championship ladder match for the WWE World Heavyweight Championship. And I have to admit, I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to see this match unfold. Hopefully I'll be home in time to catch the pay-per-view.
Hopefully is a good thing at this point.
Yes.
This is the intriguing matchup on the show, because you have two guys in this match that we all, I think, can clearly say won't win. There's one name I forgot to put on the list, because, you know, he really didn't matter, and I sort of forgot, which would be Alberto Del Rio. So that's number 10. And Sheamus would be the other guy I would assume we clearly say won't win at Money in the Bank.
We figured that he wouldn't.
So that leaves 5 other guys, Tim. Are they going to go predictable?
I don't know. I've got a scenario I'd like to see.
Okay, what's your scenario?
Well, it ties in with the Money in the Bank ladder match. Now, we've got Seth Rollins in the Money in the Bank ladder match for the contract.
And 6 other guys.
Yeah, we got 6 other guys who have not been listed, won't be listed until tomorrow, or announced anyway, until tomorrow, which is really, you know, talk about being right up against it.
Yeah, well, they want to get one match solved, and then, yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, you already know Seth Rollins is in this one. You already know that Roman Reigns is going for the titles. How would it be if Roman Reigns wins the title, Seth Rollins wins the contract, and as soon as Roman Reigns wins the titles, Seth Rollins cashes in the contract.
I thought of that scenario. I'll ask Mace. I think that's a little too predictable.
Yeah, it's a little too predictable and a little too obvious, but at the same time, sometimes I want to see something that is, apparently a little too obvious.
As I was trying to give that to Mace, thank you, Tim, for playing Mace.
Go ahead.
I wouldn't even call it predictable. I'd call it really bad idea. Both guys are way too new on the Raw roster. Sure, they've been around for 2 years. But giving either one of them the title? Bad, bad idea. You know, we need... Unfortunately, old dependable seems like the best idea at this point to lead into SummerSlam.
Okay, now, when you call him old dependable, let's just clarify for people who don't realize you're talking about Superman, John Cena.
Yeah, pretty much. I'm talking about John Cena. As old dependable, but yeah, look, it would be different to have Roman Reigns win the belt and then have Seth Rollins take it off him. That'd be awesome, but it would be different. But at the same time, it's too early.
And you can say that about a lot of people in this match. It's way too early for people to be put in a position, sort of like Cesaro, Lindsay. Like, he's in a position where he's just starting his rise. To me, he's a little bit early to get the strap. What do you think?
I kind of agree with you there. And we talked about this on Thursday. I think it's too soon for Roman. I think it's too soon for Cesaro. I'm with Mason Tim. Roman just got split out of the Shield. He doesn't even really know who he is as a singles wrestler yet. We don't know who he is as a singles wrestler yet. We're trying to figure that out as we go. So it's cool that he's in the match, but I honestly believe he's in that match to get screwed over by the Authority. That, to me, is why he's there. In terms of Cesaro, I don't think the belt would do good things for him if he were to win it. Because it's, as you and I had talked about, who is he really beating? I'm getting an echo.
It's Tim's phone. Tim.
Oh. What?
Your phone sucks.
You suck.
Mute your phone.
So, anyway, let's try this again, as you were saying.
Sorry. So, as cool as it is to see Cesaro in that match, I don't think it would do good things for him to win the title because he doesn't feel credible to me yet. He's kind of like Roman. There's a resume there, but it doesn't speak of, championship, the main belt quality yet. In terms of who he's been up against and who he's beaten. And also, if you're pointing at SummerSlam, which, if the rumors are true, and Brock Lesnar is going to go for the title, if you have Roman or Cesaro go against Brock, he will kill them in more ways than one. He will physically kill them, and their careers are going to be DOA. Because Brock will walk in there and he'll just slaughter him and take the title because that's how they'll book it. So it doesn't make sense in that case to have Cesaro or Roman win, and I'm kind of with Mace that if that's the plan, if Brock is going to come in and win at SummerSlam, that you either give him Cena or Orton because either one of them can really take the loss.
I'm sort of with you on that one.
But that's not who I want to win, but...
Well, we'll get to who you want to win here in a minute. we talked about it on Thursday, who she wants to win and who I'm sort of leaning towards because it's a
fresh... Because, it's not completely blatantly obvious. It's the biggest, worst-kept secret in wrestling who I want to win.
Yeah, she's on the Alberto Del Rio bandwagon at Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Ed, you're full of shit.
What do you think, Tim? Like, giving it to Roman or Cesaro?
Well, you know, I can see Cesaro winning the title at WrestleMania next year. I think that's the earliest he'd be ready for it. Not at Money in the Bank. Thinking it through, aside from the obvious and something that would, according to Mace, be a really bad idea, I can understand why he'd say that. I'd still want to see it, though, just for pure, you know, like candy. If you go through and think it through, the most sense, really, is letting Cena have the title at Money in the Bank. Let him carry it through SummerSlam. Let him defend against Brock Lesnar, because I got a feeling that's what's going to happen. Brock will come back at SummerSlam, challenge Cena, and lose. Cena holds the belt. Then Daniel Bryan comes back, and John Cena, being Mr. Stand-Up American, gives Daniel Bryan another title shot, which is a way for WWE to get the title back on Bryan as soon as he returns, which is something that they are more than just seriously considering at this point in time. So in a logistic, logical sort of way, I got to pick John Cena to win this. Yes, no, maybe.
Did everybody drop? Oh, be right backing. Okay.
They're all being right back?
Yeah, they're all being right back. Well, fine. I'll take over.
Yes, you take over, my darling.
Yes. I can see that. I don't think, you know, honestly, like I said, if they're going to point Brock at the title at SummerSlam, it makes the most sense for Cena to win. It really does. I don't think it's the smartest move to put the title on him, because that's really the most predictable thing you can do in this match, is to give the title to Cena, because that's what automatically everybody's going to assume is, oh, John Cena's in the match, therefore he will win.
Well, I hate to be a wise ass and get called out on it, but I think that's what Mace is assuming.
Well, that's what everybody assumes. It's John Cena.
Yeah.
John Cena rarely loses. I mean, think about it. He just did a three-month program with Bray Wyatt, and he lost once.
Five months and three matches and lost once, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
So, you know, it's John Cena. He always wins, no matter what. They're always going to book him to win, because he's the number one guy in the company, and that's what makes sense. That being said, that's not who I want to win. I want, you know, in the shocker of the year, I want to see Bray Wyatt win. Right?
Oh my god, no. Really?
Seriously.
I know, it's just so stunning. It just came right out of left field. No, I want him to win. I want him... To me, as a fan, I want to see him get that big win. He needs it. It would do more for Bray than it would really do for anyone else in that match. He's got the mic skills that he could take that title and he could run with it and be fine. And you could also, you could potentially put Bray against Brock. He may not be able to beat Brock on his own, but he has Rowan and Harper at his side.
Yeah.
And the Wyatt family could take out Brock Lesnar, which could invalidate the streak being broken, but at this point, that's, you know, Brock beat the streak and then he disappeared off TV for 3 to 4 months now.
Yeah, so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, that's a non-issue anymore.
Yeah, it doesn't matter anymore.
Yeah, the only thing Brock Lesnar beating the streak is good for is to have Heyman come out every week to remind us 5 times in one promo that his client, Brock Lesnar, defeated The Undertaker at WrestleMania.
Yeah, it's a non-starter at this point. nobody really cares about the fact that Brock Lesnar beat the streak, and they took something that was really epic and they nullified it, which is probably what they needed to do, honestly, to get the heat to die down. But it's like you could have given that to somebody else and let them run that with that heat. But that's a completely separate conversation. You know, honestly, I think to have Bray Wyatt win at Money in the Bank, that would give him the victory he needs to get his momentum truly rolling. And then if you point him at Brock Lesnar for SummerSlam, you have Bray Wyatt defeat Brock Lesnar at SummerSlam, that would put him on the map, that would set him, and he would be good.
And, to,
and then
go ahead.
He holds the title until Bryan comes back, where you finally have, where you could run the storyline where the Authority is throwing people at Bray Wyatt because he does become their worst nightmare, and they're trying to get that title off him, and they can't get the title off of him, and so they have no choice but to throw Daniel Bryan at Bray Wyatt.
Okay, I like your scenario for that. I actually honestly do. It's compelling storytelling right there.
So that, and eventually you do have Bryan defeat Bray Wyatt for the title and so on and so forth. But yeah, that's what I kind of see in my head, and I think that it's different. It's not what people are expecting.
Mm-hmm.
And I, you know, in my head, that's what I would want to see. So I'm going with Bray Wyatt, shock of shockers.
And to give Bray Wyatt the credible win after Money in the Bank, you throw John Cena against him at Battleground, let John Cena try to take the title from him, and have Bray beat Cena, making him stronger to go up against Brock.
Please, God, I want to see Bray Wyatt pin Cena in the middle of that goddamn ring. Because
I don't think that's going to happen.
No, I don't.
I don't think it's going to happen either,
Not without help from Harper and Rowan.
No, I want to see him beat John Cena on his own, because you know what? He took down Daniel Bryan on his own. That I know he can beat John Cena. I know he can do it. They're just not going to book him to do it. That's the thing. And that's what pisses me off about the Cena feud. But that, again, totally different conversation, not going on the tangent. Somebody else talk.
Heard Thursdays on the Rack, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
That's just so totally out of character for you not to go out on a tangent.
I know, right?
Not my show.
Tim, who'd you pick?
I picked John Cena. I now think I want to pick Bray Wyatt, but, you know, I gotta, you know, Lindsay's that compelling with her arguments.
And
it has nothing to do with her rack or her boobs or anything you want to talk about like that. It's just, she was very eloquent.
She is. Because we've had that conversation about 5 times, and it makes perfect sense every time we have it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not allowed to use the L word, so I can't pick Super Cena. The argument...
L word?
Logic. Not allowed to use logic.
What is that?
Exactly.
That is something used by Mr. Spock when he explains to Kirk that Kirk can't kill that green woman after he sleeps with her. She's the Orion ambassador's daughter, Captain. You can't do that.
Anyway,
carry on.
Predictable, says John Cena. I don't want predictable. I think Bray Wyatt, as Lindsay pointed out, would make a better long-term WWE champion, even on a short term. Give him 2 months, give him the SummerSlam, and then when he's ready to chase, you'll make him hungry for the title. I'm going with Bray Wyatt. I'm going to be wrong, but we'll find out next Sunday.
I suppose we will. How many people are looking to that? Looking forward to that?
What, Money in the Bank? I would assume a lot of people are actually looking forward to Money in the Bank.
Yeah.
There's other matches on this show, Tim.
There is, isn't there? Why don't we look at another one?
The WWE Tag Team titles are on the line. Lindsay, the Wyatt family, go up against the Usos. Who hold the titles? I'm going out on a limb, the bearded guys.
Yeah, again, shock of shockers. I'm going with I'm going with Bray's kids, Rowan and Harper, you know? And honestly, the logical reason is I think it's time to take it off the Usos. You know, they gave the Usos the title, they took them off the Shield, and they really haven't done much with them since they've given the Usos the titles. I think it's time to give it to somebody maybe a little bit more high profile, and that's the Wyatt family. And honestly, if Bray doesn't walk away with gold, I can see Rowan and Harper succeeding and getting the titles and walking out of Money in the Bank with them. And then it's the question of who can take those tag titles off of the Wyatt family. And then that can be a setup for maybe the Ascension to show up from NXT.
Or the awesome new team of Goldust and Stardust.
Yeah, no.
But it opens up more of a possibility having the heels and the Wyatts hold the belts and let babyface tag teams like the Usos, Goldust, and Stardust, and other tag teams chase
Nobody
the Wyatts.
Likes Stardust.
I know this, but they are a team, and I'm not saying Ryback Soul because they're not babyfaces.
Ryback Soul.
But,
Axelback.
Yeah.
Terrible name.
The purely selfish reason of this, other than I'm a fan of the Wyatts, is I don't know if anybody ever saw the video other than Rock, but there was actually a video where the Wyatt family, Rowan and Harper, temporarily won the tag team titles in, I think it was Germany, when they were overseas this past trip, and Rowan cradles that title like a child. He hugged and kissed the belt. I shit you not. And it was the most adorable goddamn thing I think I've ever seen in my life, and I need to see that big ginger giant do that on television. I seriously kind of need that in my life. So that's my pure selfish reason why I'm picking the Wyatts, but the L-word reason is because it's time. You know, it's time for the belts to come off the Usos. It's time for a change. And Bray Wyatt's on a quest for power, and if he doesn't get the main title, then at least he'll have the tag team titles, and that gives him something. But what about you, Tim?
Oh my goodness, I hate the Wyatt family. They're heels, they're bad guys, they're just terrible. I cheer against them every time I see them. Yeah, give the belts to the Wyatt family. Give the belts to Harper and Rowan.
Yeah, as Kane Kins put in the chat room, to quote a legendary Hart, enough is enough, and it's time for a change.
Rest in peace.
The Wyatt family should pick up the straps. Type. Money in the Bank ladder match.
I am typing with two fingers. Give me a break. I'm trying to get my computer fixed.
Point and poke.
Point and poke, but I'm really fast with two fingers. Shut up, you guys.
Money in the Bank ladder match. Seth Rollins or six other people. We go out on a limb saying Dean Ambrose is in the match. I go out on a limb and say Kane's in this match.
Who else?
I don't know, but I threw out the scenario to Lindsay. I'm going to throw it out here now. Brock Lesnar should win Money in the Bank.
You think that Brock Lesnar should be in there and win it? Interesting.
Because you don't need Brock to be around for him to be a threat. Just play his music random at any time, then have Paul Heyman come out and fake a tease of a cash-in. And then when
You realize what you did. You used the L word.
I know, but I'm...
Without saying the L word.
I know.
Holy Ramoli.
I know, right? But it would work from a story standpoint. Will they do that? No, because, let's face it, he's scheduled for SummerSlam and Night of Champions, so makes no sense.
Seriously, it's smart booking.
It is smart booking. That's why they won't do it. So... You got six other men. This one's really up for grabs, I think. Seth Rollins is too easy.
It's supremely up for grabs because you don't know the six other people in the goddamn match yet.
But you look at the roster. You understand you have the top guys who you would think would be a champion in the title match. So it's like, then you have the second tier of guys, the Canes, the Dean Ambroses, probably a Wade Barrett and RVD. Please don't.
Why can't I remember his name? Ugh.
Rusev?
No. Although I could see them putting him in there.
I wouldn't, though. I think it would hurt him if he loses in Money in the Bank.
Not in the ladder match. It wouldn't hurt him, no. If it was one-on-one and he was facing Seth Rollins, even, then it would hurt him. But not when there are seven guys in that matchup. He could lose and not hurt it.
Yeah,
Not have his Russian push hurt.
Yeah, I suppose.
I'm just waiting for them to actually make a deal with Vladimir Putin so he appears live on WWE programming someday.
Wait till they go overseas in November, maybe?
That might happen.
Yeah, Kane, that was going to be the next person I was going to throw out there is you could throw Bo Dallas, and they do like to give us surprises, and Damian Sandow was a surprise last year.
You know, Bo Dallas is going to be in the in the match. What about the show off? Would you put him in this year, just to take up space? He's not going to win.
Given
his injuries, I don't know.
It all depends if you're going to do Wade Barrett and Dolph Ziggler as a match because Dolph beat Barrett on SmackDown. Then you don't put either guy in there and you do them in a title match on Sunday. If not, It's hard to put him in there when he's lost. He lost the qualifying match, and he lost in the Battle Royal. So he's already lost twice to get into a ladder match. So this would be a third sort of, hey, we're going to just throw him in there just because. I don't know. I want a surprise winner. I don't want to see Seth Rollins win it because that's way too predictable.
Yeah, I can't even predict until I find out the six others. So I'm gonna have to do my prediction for this match later in the week after tomorrow night.
Yeah, but I'll ask you this: predictable or do you want to go unpredictable?
Well, you don't want it to be Captain Obvious because then I could sue for gimmick infringement. Because let's face it, I'm Captain Obvious.
No, really?
So, I don't know. Unpredictable would be the best way to go.
Lindsay,
how can you predict the unpredictable?
Lindsay, predictable or unpredictable?
I think, honestly, Ambrose is going to figure out a way to get into that match, whether it's legally or whether it's illegally. Ambrose will get to Rollins, and Ambrose will cost Rollins, or Rollins will cost Ambrose, blech, if I could talk, and that will ultimately lead to a match between them at Battleground, which is where they're going, and possibly SummerSlam as well. So I don't see Rollins winning. I don't see Ambrose winning. But, obviously Rollins is in, Ambrose will find a way in. I'm going to say they're going to go unpredictable. They're going to go with a surprise just because they do every year, especially if they're going to go potentially predictable with the title victory. They're going to do the surprise in the Money in the Bank, the actual Money in the Bank ladder match. Just to kind of give everybody something to go off of. And, I like the theory of Brock Lesnar winning. I like the fact that he could show up at any time and take the title, and we all know he would take the title just because, he's the man that beat The Undertaker at WrestleMania. He's the guy that should not lose for the rest of his career.
Correct.
Unless there's some really, really, really heavy shenanigans involved.
Pretty much.
So, yeah, I'm going to say unpredictable, and it's not going to be Rollins.
So there you have it. That's everything announced for Money in the Bank, Tim. So I guess
Well, there's Paige versus Naomi is rumored.
Based
is it going to happen?
I will. Maybe.
Maybe not.
Because I guess I would assume there's one other Divas match that could be on the show, and then maybe that'll be the pre-show. The other one I'm thinking of is Summer Rae and Layla.
That's exactly where I was going to go next. Yep.
So, we'll see, but we'll continue to pick as the week goes on. Follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/wildtalkradionetwork. Join the Facebook group at facebook.com/group/wildtalkradionetwork. We'll have a pick'em sheet in there. And again, you can email us media@wildtalkradio.com with your picks, or you can tweet them at wildtalkradio, or send them to Tim on Skype, or you can call him any time of the day, 24/7. Give him your predictions whenever you want.
You're an idiot.
What, people can't call you 24/7?
Well, I suppose they can call, but I'm not going to answer.
Hey, they can leave a voicemail. Anyway, Tim.
You have 10 minutes to leave a voicemail and go.
Yes, yeah, Kinkins. Yes.
Oh, I can hang up in the first 5 seconds and just clear it, so shut up.
Kinkins, yes, you can call Tim anytime you want.
Cane Kittens, I know where you live.
He is your Christian, after all, so...
Well, which one's Christian, which one's Eva Marie?
Well, I thought you decided that Cane Kittens was Eva Marie, and... Anyway.
Yeah, sure.
Anyway, moving on, can we, Tim?
Well, what's next? Isn't it time for a little bit of the quick hit action?
Let's do it.
Time now for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits. That's right, it's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them. Step up to the plate and get ready for some Russell Talk Radio Quick Hits.
See what happens with music in the background with Tim's phone. We'll start with Tim, I guess. Tim, what is your most essential appliance?
Most essential appliance?
Yeah.
My washing machine, because having clean clothes is a good thing. Especially if you might get hit by a bus when you walk down the street. Which never made sense to me anyway. Your mom says, make sure you wear clean underwear. What happens if you hit by a bus? You know, I always thought, Mom, if I'm walking down the street and the bus is about to hit me, the last thing that stays clean is my underwear.
And here I thought you had said your coffee maker.
Oh, no, you can brew coffee without a coffee maker if absolutely necessary. I'm not washing my underbreeches by hand.
But
you gotta stop listening to Larry the Cable Guy.
But you could,
underbreeches? Under britches? Move on!
Okay.
He barked it.
Lindsay, if you swapped genders for a day, how would you spend it?
I would go to every sports bar. Wait, am I the same height?
Yes, you're just swapping genders.
Oh, then I'd stay in my house for the entire day.
Why?
Because I'm a 5'2" guy.
Okay. This is where we throw to Omega or Maze. Apparently, they neither are here at the moment. So we go back.
Well, then you answer the question.
No, we go to you, Tim. What historical figure would you love to see in the 21st century?
What historical figure would I love to see in the 21st century?
Mm-hmm.
Michelangelo.
Why?
So he could see how influenced we are from everything he did 500 years, 600 years ago. Okay. He came up with sketches for inventions and ideas and thoughts that took mankind over 4 centuries to figure out how to make work. And we are using them today still. Don't believe me? Look at the police helicopter chasing you down the highway when you're driving really slow in your white Ford Bronco.
Which just celebrated its 20th anniversary.
See how that ties in nicely?
Alright. Lindsay, if Bray Wyatt was a piece of cheese, what type of cheese would he be and why?
Oh my really? God, here we go.
I mean, Really?
Yes, really.
Bray Wyatt was a piece of cheese, he'd probably be sharp cheddar.
Why?
Oh, God.
Because he's yummy and he's got a little bit of bite to him.
There you go. And that question was saved from WrestleMania time. Anyway, that'll do it for WTR, Tim.
Yeah, everybody, you've been listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. New and returning listeners, don't forget tomorrow night, immediately following Raw. Yes, that's right. It has changed. Immediately following Raw, you can tune in to the Raw Post Show right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, www.wildtalkradio.com, where Rock and Lindsay break down Raw, 3 hours of it, and compact it into 45 minutes or less.
We haven't exactly made the change just yet, but it's getting there. So check out the Raw Post Show, 11:15, 11:31. We'll see what happens tomorrow right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night, there will be no rack on Thursday night because Lindsay will be moving. So, yeah, we might be doing a pick'em show. We'll see how things work out. You can go back and listen to the previous episode we just did right now on Wild Talk Radio and RackRadioShow.com. And we want your questions, yes, for the July 3rd edition. We are taping that one. We are going to be playing a game we like to call Ask the Rack. So we take your questions, we answer them, whether they're goofy, stupid, really thought-provoking, or whatever, wrestling, non-wrestling. We'll take them, we'll answer them on the show. It's a show we do for you. Last time we did it was around Christmas, so we want your questions. Send them to media@wildtalkradio.com. Tweet them to us at Wild Talk Radio or drop them on the Facebook page at facebook.com/WTRTheRack and facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. And you can tweet them at WTRThe_Rack as well.
So when is this show?
That would be for the July 3rd show, so get your questions in by June 30th.
So what's the show about?
The Rack.
Oh. Not going to say it. Not going to say it. Just going to move to Saturday night around midnight Eastern or as close as they can get to it. Maybe the part-time player will actually make an appearance.
Speaking of boobs, check out CB Radio. It's the weird. It's the wacky. It's the unusual. We talk about anything. Ace usually shows up, and if he does, or when he shows up, I should say, he has people around him, and they say some interesting things. We talk about all the news you could possibly not want to hear. And all that fun stuff. It's CB Radio Saturday nights, midnight-ish, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Follow that show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and facebook.com/cigarette butts and bandanas.
Yeah, and Kane Kittens, no, you cannot outrun me. Just remember that. Don't forget, hey, everybody, you can follow me on Twitter at GoNHLGo. You can follow Russell Talk Radio on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night.
You got that one right, so continue.
I'm just amazed. Wow. You can also check out, join our Facebook page at facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network.
You got it almost. See, the car was...
I got it mostly right. It half counts.
Yeah, screwed up something about the show. That would have been a spot on the card as well. facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. facebook.com/Russell Talk Radio. And at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Lindsay.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, psychwardesigns.com. Check that out. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to buy my artwork, it's available for sale on my website. Just go to the Contact Us section and click on the link to my Redbubble store. Select pieces are available as I'm still looking into what I can actually repost and what I can't from when the people from the north sort of pulled a lot of it down. But if you'd still like to view my artwork, you can take a look at it at Behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitter. And, of course, listen to The Rack every Thursday night, 11 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
Yeah, guys, check out Lindsay's artwork and, like, buy some of it because it's going to be collector's items and it's going to be worth, like, 10 times as much as you pay for it when you first buy it.
This is very true, and it's been featured on the WWE app.
Oh, hell yeah. And as a matter of fact, I happen to know a couple of WWE stars who have her artwork. I don't know if Lindsay knew that.
Wait, what?
Yeah, we'll talk later. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, 1 hour later next Sunday night, 11 o'clock Eastern, immediately following Money in the Bank pay-per-view. Tune in. We'll tell you what happened because some of you won't be getting the pay-per-view. We know that. That's why we're here. We'll break it down for you, give you our thumbs up or thumbs down, Siskel and Ebert style. And, yeah, that being said, have yourselves a great week, everybody. Bye.
This sure was a fun edition of The Rack with Tim Stein as the guest co-host in the last 45 minutes.
Yeah! You are so dead.